parents and children alike are adjusting to a life of school and work at home. And they're having to do it together. NPR's Yuki Noguchi is one of many parents trying to navigate.
Last week, I had just transitioned to working from home full time. Then my 10-year-old son, Kenzo, came home with a large Ziploc bag full of school supplies.
Is this an iPad?
Yeah.
Okay.
This is like all of fourth grade and one Google Classroom.
He says his class will gather for attendance at 8 a.m. There are worksheets to complete and submit online. Tiny icons representing his teacher and classmates will appear in the corner.
I can see Miss Fur, and she can hear us.
There's a microphone built into here.
Yeah.
How do you raise your hand?
She's going to explain that to us.
Okay. I mean, remote learning is a brave new world for both of us, one we've entered with little warning.
We try to make it as real as possible, as school-like as possible. They said they might do virtual PE.
What on earth is that? Like, do you have an avatar doing jumping jacks or something?
I don't know.
Life during a pandemic has left parents everywhere grappling with remote work and remote school. Some schools are giving kids devices, workbooks, and other resources. Others may not. Parents are left with this dual challenge, managing new ways of working while not allowing their kids to disappear into social media and video games. Jennifer Hertrich lives in Seattle and is already managing remote work and remote school. Her school district was one of the first to cancel classes. Her son's at home.
It's interesting. A lot of what we do for work is also mirrored in the experience for my child. You know, having things like a schedule is very important.
Hertrich is an account manager for furnishings company Steelcase. She sets multiple alarms during the day to keep everyone on task. That enables her to schedule her own calls and web meetings.
I was having some live sessions in the morning from about 9:30 to 10:30, and then I could get my son going on some assignments.
Her home's been carved into zones to avoid talking over each other's calls. She's in her home office. Her 8-year-old set up shop in the living room.
And my husband's in the basement area.
There are some benefits. They enjoy lunch and dinner together as a family. Morale and Wi-Fi have held up. But then last week, Washington State canceled school an additional month. Now, things aren't looking so great.
When it was 14 days, you can kind of take it day by day and we'll get through this. And when you're looking at 6 weeks out, you know, how does that impact everyone's life?
This is a whole new experience for all of us.
Michael Rich is director of the Center on Media and Child Health and a father of two out-of-school teenagers. Keeping to a schedule, he says, is paramount.
This gives both the parent and the child an idea of when they will be doing what and when they will not be doing what.
Like watching hours of TikTok. But he says not all video is bad. Some might spur your kids' curiosity.
We could look at this as an opportunity to do a little independent study.
But that will require parents to curate appropriate content. Challenges will pop up throughout the day. There are plenty of distractions and interruptions. These days, there's no separating work and parenting.
We're not going to be very good at parenting them if we're constantly frustrated that they're interrupting us. And we do need to be able to parent and guide them, and frankly, to model self-discipline and focus, because they're going to learn from that much more than they will from what we tell them.
In other words, as parents learn to remote work, their children, too, will learn by example. Yuki Noguchi, NPR News,